Dillard.
Hey, Zach. Stan.
Hey, how are you, Stan?
All right. So where we're at is, and I didn't count this in, but where we're at right now is, because I've already sent them the insurance money, and they already have everything in their hands,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. This is what my girlfriend said. She's thinking that if they go ahead and get on it and do whatever or put the procedures through, do the roof and the window and the siding, that's something you're not going to have to pay for when you do buy it or when you take over the loan, and then you're basically getting $12,000-$15,000 worth of new stuff that needs to be addressed or compensated for.
Sure.
So that's kind of what I understand, too, because at this point, because they have it in their hands, I can't literally call the insurance company and say, hey, by the way, we're selling the house. They're going to do whatever. Now the mortgage company already has it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I hear, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I don't want to talk in circles.
I don't either.
Yeah, to kind of save. I hear what you're saying, but we deal with this all the time. So nothing will change. You know, we can still buy it and still get, you know, the insurance, you know, money and repairs as needed.
Okay.
So, you know, that's not something that we can't handle.
Okay.
And it'll stay, and you know, the work can still be completed. And I appreciate you, you know, thinking about that in any ways, because, you know, if anything, you're really just looking out for us.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, it's like, you know, she told me, and this is her word, she said, you're going for 20, and whatever they're going to do on the house is, of course, going to add value to it because it's a new roof. Of course, everybody's going to see that.
Sure.
She wanted to know if you would do 30 because this is already in motion. And so once they start calling the contractors and getting everything straight to put the new roof on and everything, she said he's basically getting $15,000 worth of new stuff that you basically are having to pay more insurance money on since last year because they raised your insurance, and they did, because of that natural disaster, which was stupid to me because they did the same thing to my truck. When we had that whole hail damage to the truck, the roof, and everything, they raised the insurance on my truck and on my house. So she said, I would think it'd be worth $10,000 more, so $30,000 instead of $20,000 to assume the loan. And they're getting your 3% interest anyway. They're not having to pay 8% like everybody is having to pay now anyway. So,
right.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, no, I get you. I hear what you're saying. And hey, man, if we're not a good fit, I completely understand. You know, our budget is pretty, you know, it's pretty solid. You know, we've been doing this for a long time. And you know, we, you know, just with the way the market is, you know, I think that's a pretty fair number. And
what's a fair number?
What we already discussed.
25 or 30?
20. And, you know, I get it. If you know, if we just need to end the conversation, that's fine. You know, I'm not looking to lowball you or anything. I'm just telling you what makes sense for us.
Well, I know you're doing the hard sale right now, and that's fine. I understand. I know that's part of your, you know, getting it for the best price and everything, but I get it. I mean, I've been a salesman all my life, and I learned my sales from my father, who was a salesman for 45 years. So,
right.
You know, I sell all the time. I have my own pressure washing business. I do this too. So.
Yeah, no, I know.
No, I'm not trying to displace you or anything like that. I get it, but So if I just take the $20,000, basically call the insurance company and just say, hey, the insurance ain't gonna be in my name anymore because somebody's assuming the loan. They're gonna retract that money immediately.
So that, you know,
so,
go ahead.
They're gonna retract that money that was gonna be spent on the roof and all that, and I'm gonna have to do that because I don't want to continue to pay insurance on a house that I don't own.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, we can do the deal. You know what I mean? As soon as, because it's assumable, it's a USDA loan. As soon as, you know, I sign the paperwork and all that and it transfers to your name and, you know, Virginia Housing knows about that, they're going to make that call. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to say a word.
Okay. So you're not going to necessarily say anything.
But?
Okay. Well, I'd say this. I think we can figure it out. And if you're willing to work with us on the insurance side, as long as it doesn't cost you any money, I mean, is that something that you'd be open to?
Well, yeah, because I'm not going to be paying.
Right.
I'm not. The insurance ain't going to be in my name anymore. It'd be in y'all's.
Right. Okay.
So that's what I'm thinking. Because as soon as we sign paperwork to pretty much assume the loan. And I'm going to be moving out of here and going to, and y'all all have a house for $20,000 over mortgage. All that's going to be canceled. I'm not going to carry an insurance policy on a house I don't own anymore.
Sure.
As soon as I sign that paperwork, I'm going to call the insurance company and just cancel the insurance because I'm not going to own the house anymore. There's no reason to keep carrying it.
Sure, I understand. Yeah, it makes sense. So, if I'm hearing you correctly, you know, you want to go forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. I talked to my mother about it yesterday, and I just kind of gave her the scenario. I said, you know, with the past dealings with my workman's comp lawyer, I'm not worried about my personal injury lawyer because, I mean, he can't. I mean, 2 years, that's about how long it's going to take for that personal injury case, and I already know it, and he knows it, and everybody else does too. Because you're going to have three lawyers on that side. But the judge could literally come back and say, yeah, you know, I agree with, you know, Mr. Dillard and his lawyer. You need to pay him this. You need to pay him that. And you paid all the medical for the workman's comp, blah, blah, blah. And they'll probably try to settle and lowball us on that. And of course, I'm not going to take it. And then what they're going to do is they're going to appeal, and then that's going to be another 9 months of me standing around waiting for somebody to make a decision, you know, for the rest of my life, what is going to happen. And I'm just not willing to do that. So, yeah. When I move to Kentucky, I'm basically moving in with my girlfriend, and I'm starting my own life over, working and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's nothing, the only thing that's holding me here is this house. That's it.
Sure.
You know, there's nothing else holding me here. Everything that's in this house was in a storage unit, but it's in the house now. And it's just going to be put in a truck and somebody drive it out there to a climate control unit and put it in there. And then her and I at some point are going to go back and forth to the unit and get things out of it to bring to her house or vice versa. You know what I mean? And just move on with my life. And then I'll be working. So only time I'm coming back here is for the personal injury case if I need to, you know, be deposed or whatever, you know.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at. That's exactly where I'm at.
Okay, so...
So what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? How fast do you want to do it?
Are you good with next month on the 11th?
Next month? I thought you wanted to do this Friday.
I mean, no, as far as... Well,
oh,
no.
Close.
Yeah, as far as closing.
Oh, okay.
Or sooner, I mean, realistically, sooner.
Yeah, I'm good with.
Are we
so how, soon, how soon do we get this done? That's my question.
Okay, so, you know, since you've said that you want to go forward, what I'm going to do, I've already done, is I'm about to send you a document so that way I can.
I'm sorry, you broke up. What'd you say? You're about what?
I'm sending you a document so that
okay.
way so you can approve it. And then
okay.
once you approve it, I'm going to send it to my attorney, and he'll start
mm-hmm.
the title search immediately.
Okay.
So, you know, we could, you know, I'm going to say this, but I'm not promising anything. We could close in as, you know, under 2 weeks realistically, but I say 30 days just to give me a bare minimum. You know, I don't want to overpromise you something and then you come back and say I'm an asshole because, you know, I didn't do what I said I was going to do. So I'd rather just say we can close in 30 days. I'm confident in that. And okay. If we do it sooner, then, you know, it makes us look even better. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. Yeah.
And
just
this document, document you're gonna send me. What does it entail?
It's a one page. Here, since you're asking, I'll just hang on 1 second. It just talks about everything that we've discussed.
Okay.
You got your email pulled up? Can you pull your email up?
Oh, I can. I'm on my phone now, but I can pull up my email.
Oh, yeah. You can put me on speaker. That's no problem.
Yeah, it's on speaker.
Okay.
Let me go here real quick.